Continuing the conversation about what went on in production agriculture in terms of pests and diseases that may have impacted final yields over and above or outside of one limiting factor that everybody talks about. Soybean cysts and sudden death syndrome showed up quite a bit this year, and we'll talk about how to combat that in just a moment. On Money Matters from the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Edie Peterson. Brought to you here by our friends at Farm Credit Services of America. Nobody has more expertise in financing farmland than Farm Credit Services of America.
Wherever you find WorkSmart, you'll find producers saving money. WorkSmart is the innovative line of credit from Farm Credit Services of America. Along with its competitive interest rates and farmer-friendly terms, WorkSmart delivers interest savings, cashback dividends, and cash rewards, too. Add them all up, and the savings can be significant. Terms apply. Visit FCSAmerica.com and see how much you can save. Or call 800-884-FARM. Agriculture works here.
The drought certainly has generated a lot of conversation and provided a large limiting factor in terms of yield levels this year. But Troy Bauer, senior technical agronomist with our friends at BASF, says it's far from the only one.
A couple of different issues that really reared their ugly heads this year would be SCN and SDS, soybean cyst nematode and sudden death syndrome. Typically in dry years, sudden soybean cyst nematode is a little bit bigger issue than in other years. And we did see that. I was able to see in some of my research trials where SCN was kind of narrowing up the canopy and slowing canopy closure.
Yeah, that resistance is certainly not new, and Troy encourages you to at least get a baseline egg count to invest the time to know where you're at and trying to manage that threat going forward. Now, he also says they did see quite a bit of soybean sudden death syndrome.
Even though it was a drier year in many parts of the Midwest, actually was a little bit worse this fall than what we expected. So we're seeing some great results with a Levo seed treatment as it's the proven product that will control, provide protection against both SCN and SDS.
Which he notes could surprise some people in the drier year. But it's also important to remember that SDS is as much an injury inflicted at planting time as anything else. This has been Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.